You're listening to TV Tangents, a retro TV podcast. Today on TV Tangents, we're talking about shows where there is no mother present. Just because, you know, there's a lot of shows, particularly in the 80s,
okay,
where there's no mom. And I just, being a mom,
find that bizarre.
I don't find it bizarre, but I find it like, it's like, I never noticed till I was a mom that all the Disney movies have no mom. And that disturbed me.
Interesting.
Because, like, up until, I don't know, like Moana or something like that, nobody ever had moms. So that was
true.
Yeah. So I was watching some TV shows. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just the 80s where there were no moms, but particularly in the 80s. A lot, like, not a lot of moms present. So, that's what I'm talking about today.
Interesting.
Today's episode is brought to you by our friend Christine's beer, which Natalie stole.
Yeah.
Brought home.
What is this? Not your father's vanilla cream ale.
Thanks, Christine. In a Red's peach ale, which is actually mine, but... Did Christine not want it?
You know, when we packed up from the road trip, I don't know if she knew it was in there.
You guys are so silly.
And then I just grabbed all the stuff and threw it in the cooler.
Was there any reason to put them in a cooler?
Because it's beer and it's already cold. I know that you don't think that makes a difference.
It gets like warmed and cooled many times in the process of getting it to the store.
Well, that's not true. That's what reefer trucks are for.
Look, did you say reefer trucks?
That's what refrigeration trucks are called. I know reefer sounds hilarious, but they get delivered on reefer trucks.
All right, the reefer truck is here.
But if you do that too many times, it does actually ruin beer.
Natalie, I'm a scientist.
I'm a scientist. I know exactly what I'm talking about.
I actually am not a scientist. I failed a couple of science classes, so.
Yes, and I do partake in running of restaurants that sell alcohol, so I know a little bit about it.
Well, I brought my Reds. No, not that one. I brought this one. What is this? My cherry glider cider. Slider cider? Home. Room temperature, and it probably tastes just as bad as it did before, because it's not very good.
Well, there you go. Christine drank one of her six-pack, and so five came back, and that was the one night. She drank one.
I don't understand.
And I bought extra beer because I was like, y'all will drink this too, right? And no.
All right, let's get back to our show.
Okay.
Of course, the first show that comes to mind with no mom is Full House. The mom died in a car accident.
Yeah.
But that was so that they could do the three men and a baby type show.
Yes.
The three guys taking care of the three girls.
Well, and Full House came on after. Did it not come on after My Two Dads? Where her mother also died?
I don't know. Did it?
I think maybe it could have been around at the exact same time almost.
Probably. Yeah, I guess it was after. I don't know. But I know that it was a nod to Three Men and a Baby.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, My Two Dads, her mom also died. What did she die of? I don't remember. She was sick or something.
I don't remember.
But yeah.
Might have been the cancer. I mean,
they very rarely come back and are like, I'm sad because my mom's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they do. Like, there was an episode where DJ just couldn't deal with her mom being gone.
Mm-hmm.
And she needed Becky to help her learn how to be a woman.
Yeah, there's always a figurehead there somewhere to take that place.
Everyone needs a Becky sometime in their life. Becky.
True.
Just saying. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they always end up bringing in a female figure anyway because My Two Dads has the judge.
She's pretty much the mom figure the whole time.
And Full House has Becky, even though she didn't come in until later. Still, it was like, all right, we're not a woman. That was just so my boyfriend would be lonely.
That's true.
And another one, Silver Spoons, which I never watched.
Really, me neither.
I recently watched an episode. but the premise of the show, I guess, is that his mom's not dead. But she did remarry. She had money. And she remarried and shipped him off to a boarding school. So he didn't like the boarding school, so he escaped it, and he went to live with his dad, who didn't know he existed.
Oh, lovely.
So now I feel like I need to find that because I want to see that.
Yeah, I have to watch that too. I never did really watch Silver Spoons at all. I again, knew it existed, probably randomly saw.
I thought Ricky Schroeder was cute.
Yeah. For sure. Isn't Alfonso Ribeiro on that?
He sure is.
Oh, okay, good times.
I'm pretty sure his character's name is like Alfonso or something, isn't it?
Really?
What is his name? I don't know.
Oh, I feel like it might be like Percival or something.
It's not Percival.
Oh, I don't know.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. It's like that's something that's like boarding schoolish.
I'm Wikipediaing it.
Are you Wikipediaing it now?
I'm Wikipediaing it as we speak.
Now, won't you feel stupid if it's Percival?
I feel stupid every day. I 100% know it wasn't Percival.
Peter Percival Patterson's Pet Pig Porky.
Alfonso Ribeiro as Alfonso Spears. Bam. I'm right.
Alfonso Spears.
I told you. I heard them say his name and I was like,
that's his real name.
Pretty sure that's actually his name. You put me off track.
I'm sorry.
So, yeah, that happened. But there were also shows earlier in the black and white era. I don't know. Was it the 50s, 60s? I have no idea.
Yeah.
My Three Sons. What's his name was a widower.
Mm-hmm.
His mom has died. He's a widower because his mom has died. His wife has died. His son's mom has died. Son's mom has died. And also the Andy Griffith Show. Andy was a widower also. What is the deal? But again,
it's always, well, clearly other than Silver Spoons, but it always seems to be a widower situation as well.
Most of them, yeah.
And, you know, early on, they probably never wanted to be like, oh, they, like, split up or something. Like, that was very taboo. True. So then it had to be somebody died.
But I wanted to figure out what happened to the moms on My Three Sons and Andy Griffith. And I couldn't find out what happened to them. I think they just glossed it over. They're just like,
oh, they don't even
look,
say.
She's gone. Nobody really talks about it. Yeah. We just move on.
Because isn't that, just side note, isn't that the same thing on the Brady Bunch? Their
significant others died. Like, I don't think either of them were divorced, were they?
Right. I think it was the mother and the father passed. But again, glossed
nobody
over.
Ever talks about it. In fact, they never even had an issue with like,
no one was ever like, I wish my mom was here or I wish my dad was here.
Nobody was ever like, so I have to change my name to Brady then?
Right. And oh, this is my dad now? Oh, hey mom. Hey, this is great.
That's especially why we like it. It's because it's not real life. Right.
I mean, like, Cindy and Bobby were young enough that they're like, I think this is my mom. I think this is my dad.
Pretty sure we're biological.
Like, wait, what?
Yeah. It was never really mentioned. But on Andy Griffith, you know, there were women figures. There was Aunt Bee.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about My Three Sons. I haven't watched it enough lately. No, another one whose mom died. Who's the boss? What was her name on Who's the Boss? Was Alyssa
Sam.
Milano's Sam.
Sam.
Sam's mom
Sam's
died.
Sam's mom died.
And then they went to live with Angela. Who
ex was on the show.
Yeah,
though.
She was divorced.
Yeah. So that was kind of like the first time. But yeah, Sam's mom passed.
I think she was sad about it sometimes.
Yeah.
Too. I think
like
that
trying
was
to find
of the show.
Somebody, and then it was kind of like, oh, Angela can
Angela's
be your kind of like
mom,
surrogate
kinda,
mom.
Yeah. A little bit, even though she's really my dad's boss.
Yeah. Who then they get together, I'm pretty sure.
They do.
And it's like there was always the underlying sexual tension.
Always. Always underlying sexual tension. Also, Gimme a Break. Was that an 80s show or a 70s show? Gimme a Break?
Gimme a Break. Probably. I feel like late 70s, early 80s. Well, I could don't know. Just be straight making that up, too.
You possibly can. Are. It could be the beer talking.
I think it is.
They straight up said in the beginning that his wife died of cancer. So he hires a maid. He hires Nell. Is her name Nell on the show? I'm pretty sure it is.
I believe it is.
Yeah, I used to watch that show as a kid. A lot. I watched a lot of Give Me a Break.
I don't think I watched a lot of Give Me a Break, but probably a little bit. I do remember, again, a little bit of the premise. But and now also, maybe I'm skipping ahead, but Different Strokes.
Different Strokes. That's true. Their mom died. And they went and lived with this bajillionaire in the penthouse who also did not have a wife.
Yes. And what happened to his wife?
I don't think they ever say what happened to his wife. He just didn't have one.
And then all of a sudden, he's their dad.
And he was like 117 years old.
Mm-hmm. And dated one of the Dixie chicks. Oh, Dixie Carter. That's what she was.
One of the Dixie chicks.
Dixie chicks weren't even born.
No, what was she? She was on some show. What was the show Dixie Carter was on later?
Designing Women.
Designing Women. Same thing. Dixie Chicks. It's all close.
That's kind of related, right?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure they named the Dixie Chicks after Dixie Carter.
Who are the Dixie Chicks? I don't even know.
They were a singing group in the early 2000s.
Oh, okay. Don't they sing like, yeah, I don't even, it's country, I think. So it's that's country. Why I really don't know. Okay.
It's three women.
Okay. I did know that. They're like a band. Okay.
They're younger than us.
She said she part of the Dixie Chicks. No, that's her first name.
Dixie Carter of the Dixie Chicks.
Or yes. Designing Women.
Or Different Strokes.
She was on there.
Oh, my Lanta. Okay. Also, Punky Brewster.
Oh, Punky Brewster.
I watched a little Punky Brewster because she was cool. So, but her mom didn't die.
Oh, okay.
This is a thing I didn't know also. I never thought about it when I was a kid because I wasn't like, where is everybody's mom?
Yeah.
Her mom abandoned her in a shopping center.
What?
And she was squatting in an abandoned apartment, and she was found by the building manager, who then adopted her.
Oh, my goodness. Because
that's normal. Because that's what you do when you find someone in your...
Wait, her mom left her at the mall?
In a shopping mall. I really want to watch this now.
So many reasons why that messes with my head.
I really want to watch this.
Yeah,
so,
me too.
I mean, that's why she's so punky, you know? Because she's like, she's a scrapper.
She's like, hey, this happened to me.
I lived on the streets. I will knife you.
Yeah. She's Phoebe.
Like, if that was a Today show, it would be like Breaking Bad. Punky Brewster.
She would.
She would go through like a character arc where she's killing people and she's knifing people and... Oh, they should remake Punky Brewster.
They should.
Let's on A&E.
On A&E, exactly. Or just Netflix.
And sure, Netflix is fine, too. So the building manager was also a widower.
Mm.
He didn't have a wife either, because these women can't stick around.
Apparently not.
I don't know what's happening.
There's like some epidemic in the
80s. I think there was an epidemic in TV land. Another one that I totally forgot even existed, Blossom.
Oh, yeah.
But she didn't die. Barely watched
Blossom, so she didn't have a mom.
Her mom ran off to Paris.
Oh, again. Weird.
What?
This is just awful. Abandonment. It's just crazy.
There's all these, like, sad
things.
Did
Blossom have a dad?
Yeah, remember? Okay. Remember because the dad and Joey and then the middle kid, they all had the same hair.
Oh, okay.
They all looked, like, identical with the same hair.
More shows I need to watch again.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. That's a very interesting theme, and I feel like that's very strange for that to be, like, all of a sudden.
And it was way more in the 80s than any other time.
Yeah.
There was just no mom present. And I'm... I mean, I didn't look into shows that don't have dads, but, I mean, obviously there's probably a lot. But, I don't know.
Now that you say that, I'll have to, like, look into that, too. Because, yeah, that seems like something... I feel like that's almost the kind of thing they wouldn't touch on as early, because we were talking about this previously, like the stereotypes of providing for a family, probably. Mm-hmm. So...
Well, I think they were trying to juxtaposition it.
Yeah.
Like, well, we have to have, like, a premise. And you know what? Nobody really remembers the premise of the show later on.
No.
Like, nobody remembers that Punky's mom abandoned her.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky's mom abandoned him.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, I never knew that.
You just focus on,
you just watch the show.
Like, and even, like, Full House, it's like, oh, how cool is this? These guys are, like, technically all friends, you know, and they're raising these girls. And it's all hijinks.
Where's the mom? Nobody knows.
Very, very interesting.
Except when DJ was beginning to forget her. That was so sad.
Oh, she's, that's like, true.
Starting to forget what she looked like. And then
you brought a picture in.
what's her name? Stephanie is like, I was too young. And they're talking to Michelle, and they're like, you don't remember mom at all.
She wouldn't remember mom at all. How she was sad is that?
Why do they have to make us sad?
Yeah, that is very sad, because Michelle was just straight up a baby. Like, she wouldn't have had any idea.
Baby. Two babies.
She was two babies. Two babies played that show. Yeah, that's very, very interesting.
I wanted to touch on that.
Never saw those angles.
So, if you have other mom shows that we forgot about, then let us know, because...
And let us know if there were any shows with no dad in the picture.
There were lots of shows with no dad.
Well, and you know, yeah. I mean, I think...
Kate and Allie.
Oh, my goodness. Kate and Allie. Forgot all about Kate and Allie.
What else? I don't even know.
Well, and then I'm thinking about, like, shows... Like, I've been watching a ton of Murphy Brown lately. And, you know, she's then, like, a single mom. So, yeah. She's raising... her son.
Was she a single mom at first? She had a baby later, right?
She just has the baby. Yeah, she gets pregnant. She's like 42 like
during
and she
the show.
Pregnant. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she, yeah, the guy whose child it is just like, they had been married in the 60s. And it was like, he's like, nope,
oh,
he's
really?
Still that guy. He's like a hippie guy. He's just like, oh, I'm off to world peace and blah, blah, blah. And he's just like, yeah, you know, I can't really, I'm out. Like, he just leaves. And she's like, that's fine. I'm good. I'm by myself.
See, I think that's more the norm, though.
Yeah.
So maybe that's either why we don't notice it so much or why it's not touched on as much.
It's tragic and sad. And that's probably why they killed most of them off.
It's very tragic and sad.
Yeah. But again, I think it's that weird stereotype that, like, the dads could provide for children. So, therefore, if you're going to have to be a single person, it better be the dad.
But they can't take care of them, which is why it's so funny to put it in a sitcom. Because look at these guys taking care of children.
Yeah.
But not single-handedly ever.
Right. Yeah, there's either multiple men involved or then that, you know, the female figure comes
in to take
over.
Silver spoons, I guess. But... Ricky wasn't a kid. Like, he wasn't a little kid. He was a little-ish kid.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was the dad's, like, assistant or business partner, whoever, that he ended up marrying.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Kiki.
TV moms.
TV moms.
They're all dead.
Non-existent.
Oh, it makes me sad.
That is very sad. I'm thinking that that's, and I never realized how many that there was. Like,
did you see the My Two Dads when Nicole's mom visited her in a dream?
A long time ago.
Yeah, and like her mom was played by Emma Sams, who's gorgeous.
I love Emma Sams.
And so she came to her in a dream, and she had a dream about what if her mom had married Michael. So it was kind of like her mom was showing her. What would it be like if they got married? And, like, Nicole had to go to this stuffy, like, private school, and she had gotten, like, an A-minus on something, and her mom freaked out. And it was the school of... She was trying to get into the school of Kluwicki. Because Kluwicki came in.
Nice.
And was trying to get her in, and he's awesome. He's got a briefcase full of her records, and he takes one out, and it's, like, actually 45s. And he's like, what? It's like a dream, and I'm Kluwicki. And then she's awesome. I don't like this life. And then, so her mom shows her what it would be like if she had married
Joey.
And they live in the apartment, like, the loft that's awesome. And they're both artists, and they're, like, making a sculpture. And she has no rules, and so Nicole's like, awesome! And she loves it, and then they're like... Yeah, you're getting straight D's. And
it's great.
She's like, well, wait a minute. How will I get into a good college? And they're like, why would you go to college? And and then she's like, no, this is too extreme. I can't do this. And then her mom is like, well, see, you
best
need
of
both
worlds.
Of them.
Aw.
That was really cute.
I love that.
And she was all sad. Like, she woke up and she's like, Mom... Oh, I almost died. Every time she would see her mom in the stream, she'd be like, Mom?
Ugh. That's sad.
How sad is that? Leave moms alone.
Yeah.
Just let them live.
Let them live. Be part of the sitcom.
All right, that's all I got. Let's wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
That's a short episode.
Yeah.
That's fine, too.
It's fine.
People will be happy. They'll be like, oh, I didn't want to listen for a long time.
Thanks for joining us. We'd love it if you would leave a review and also follow us on Facebook. Be sure to tune in next week for more TV Tangents.